Do you have a passion for quirky facts and mind-boggling randomness? We want you to be a part of Purposeless Assessments exclusive. Got expertise or a unique perspective? Want to hear more about your favorite quirky facts? Have a random question or fact you want explored? Submit your ideas and we'll tackle them on future episodes. Help us keep the randomness alive. Submit your topics or requests to join as a guest today by emailing umvato@deonnamarie.com. That's umvato@deonnamarie.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Purposeless Assessments, the podcast where we find the extraordinary in the everyday. I'm your ever-curious guide through the peculiar, and this is episode 5. Today, we're peeling back the layers, quite literally, to explore a question that most of us have never stopped to ask: why does foil exist on pill bottles? It's one of those everyday annoyances we encounter time and time again, ripping off that stubborn seal. But have you ever wondered why it's really there? Well, if you've ever found yourself locked in a battle with that pesky foil, today's episode is for you. We're diving into the shiny world of pill bottle foil and uncovering what lies beneath. Spoiler, it's more important than you think. First things first, let's answer the question at hand. What exactly is that foil seal you find on pill bottles? Is it just there to test your patience, or does it have a real purpose? Well, that thin layer of foil is known as an induction seal, a type of tamper-evident and freshness-protecting barrier. Its main job is to ensure that your medication stays safe and untouched from the moment it leaves the manufacturer until you crack open the bottle. Think of it as the pharmaceutical industry's version of a do not disturb sign. The seal ensures your pills haven't been tampered with, keeping them fresh and free from contamination. But how does it work? Why does it look like foil? That's where things get interesting. To really understand the importance of the foil on pill bottles, we need to rewind to the early 1980s, when a tragic event changed the way we think about product safety forever. In 1982, a series of Tylenol tampering incidents shook the United States. Several bottles of Tylenol were maliciously laced with cyanide, resulting in the deaths of 7 people. This crisis not only sparked widespread panic, but forced the pharmaceutical industry to reevaluate its packaging methods. The solution? Tamper-evident packaging, including the foil seals we see today. These seals were designed to give consumers peace of mind, reassuring them that their medication hadn't been tampered with or contaminated in any way since leaving the manufacturer. So, that annoying bit of foil you struggle with is actually a lifesaver, literally. Alright, so now we know why it exists. But how does it work? The secret lies in the process known as induction sealing. Here's the science behind it. When pill bottles are filled in the factory, they pass under an induction coil, which generates an electromagnetic field. This field heats up the foil, causing the thin plastic layer underneath it to melt and bond with the rim of the bottle. This creates an airtight seal that is both tamper-evident and freshness-protecting. This process doesn't just happen randomly, it's carefully controlled to ensure the perfect seal every time. And the materials used? The foil is usually a laminate of aluminum, the shiny stuff we see, and a layer of plastic. Together, they form a tight barrier that keeps moisture, air, and contaminants out of the bottle. This helps preserve the medication's potency and ensures that what you're swallowing is exactly what the manufacturer intended. Of course, no episode of Purposeless Assessments would be complete without some fun facts to blow your mind. So, let's dive into a few unexpected tidbits about the humble pill bottle foil. 1. Eco-friendly advances. You might be surprised to learn that modern packaging innovations are making foil seals more eco-friendly. As sustainability becomes more important, some manufacturers are switching to recyclable or biodegradable materials. So the next time you rip off that foil, take comfort in knowing it's becoming more planet-friendly. 2. Not just for pills. While we tend to think of these seals as being exclusive to pill bottles, they actually pop up in a lot of other industries too. Food and beverages, cosmetics, even cleaning products. Anywhere manufacturers need to protect the integrity of what's inside, you're likely to find an induction seal. 3. A sign of safety. Ever noticed that a missing foil seal makes you question the safety of a product? There's a reason for that. These seals have become so ingrained in our trust of products that their absence often raises red flags. In fact, studies have shown that consumers are far more likely to buy products that include tamper-evident packaging than those without. 4. Inventive openings. Let's face it, opening these seals can sometimes be a hassle, especially if you don't have much hand strength. To solve that problem, there's actually a niche industry of gadgets and tools designed to make opening these seals easier. From little plastic pliers to ergonomic twist-off aids, the world of foil seal removal has its own line of creative solutions. 5. Unexpected uses. Believe it or not, people have found creative ways to reuse the foil after it's been removed. Some artists use the shiny material for craft projects, turning it into everything from decorative art to reflective surfaces in DIY photography. Who knew your medication packaging could have a second life as art? Now, let's take a moment to reflect. Does the foil on pill bottles really matter? Or is it just another layer of packaging destined to frustrate us? Well, as we've learned today, it absolutely matters. It's a tiny detail, but it plays a huge role in ensuring the safety and efficacy of the medications we rely on. In the grand scheme of things, the foil seal may seem like a small, almost trivial part of your everyday experience. But without it, we'd be left worrying about the safety of everything from our over-the-counter headache meds to life-saving prescriptions. It's a perfect example of how something we usually overlook can have an outsized impact on our health and trust in the products we use. So, next time you're wrestling with that stubborn little piece of foil on your pill bottle, remember that it's not just there to frustrate you, it's there to protect you. It's the guardian of freshness, the sentinel of safety, and a small but vital part of our daily lives. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever had a particularly memorable struggle with a foil seal? Or do you have a clever hack for getting them open? Let me know your stories, hacks, or even your gripes. I'm all ears. And speaking of small things with big impacts, be sure to tune in to our next episode, where we'll tackle a question that's probably crossed your mind at least once. Can you really wash your clothes in cold water? Is it as effective as hot water, or is it just a marketing gimmick? We're diving into the suds next time, so don't miss it. Thanks for tuning in to Purposeless Assessments. Until next time, keep pondering the small stuff, it might just reveal the bigger picture.